Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, fired up friends. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of daily motivation on Procrastination Punisher. Today, we're diving into something a little different, cultivating gratitude. Now, I know what you're thinking. Gratitude? Isn't that a little woo-woo? Listen up, because this isn't about chanting affirmations and wearing tie-dye, although those things can be fun too. This is about tapping into a powerful mindset shift that can actually unlock greater happiness and fulfillment in your life. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next thing, always wanting more? You know that feeling when you finally achieve something only to realize it wasn't as fulfilling as you thought it would be? That's where gratitude comes in. Here's the deal. Cultivating gratitude isn't just about saying thank you for your pumpkin spice latte, although those are pretty darn good. It's about actively noticing and appreciating the good things in your life, big and small. Think about it like this. Your brain is wired to focus on what's missing. That's why we tend to dwell on negative experiences or constantly compare ourselves to others. But by consciously shifting our focus to gratitude, we can rewire those neural pathways and start seeing the world through a more positive lens. So how do we actually cultivate this gratitude magic? Let me give you 5 powerful hacks. 1. The Daily Appreciation Journal. This isn't your grandma's diary. Forget boring, let's get creative. Write down 3 things you're genuinely grateful for each day. It could be anything, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger, or even just a good cup of coffee. Make it personal and specific. 2. The Gratitude Walk. Ever notice how nature has a way of calming your mind? Take a walk in your neighborhood, park, or even just around your block. As you walk, pay attention to the sights, sounds, and smells around you. Appreciate the fresh air, the rustling leaves, or the laughter of children playing. 3. The compliment that spreads some kindness. Make it a habit to compliment people genuinely. It could be anything from their outfit to their work ethic. You'll feel good doing it, and they'll appreciate the boost. Remember, kind words are like seeds. They have the power to blossom into something beautiful. 4. The Rose, Thorn, Bud Technique. At the end of each day, reflect on your experiences. Identify 1 positive thing that happened, the rose, 1 challenging thing, the thorn, and 1 thing you're looking forward to, the bud. This helps you see both the good and the bad in each day and keeps your focus balanced. 5. The Silent Appreciation Practice. Take a few minutes each day to simply sit quietly and appreciate the present moment. Feel your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and let go of any thoughts or worries. This is a powerful way to cultivate inner peace and gratitude for the simple act of being alive. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. She's a busy mom of 3 who always seems stressed and overwhelmed. She never had time for herself, let alone anything she enjoyed. She started practicing these gratitude hacks, even just 5 minutes each day. Guess what? She noticed a difference. She started feeling more positive, less stressed, and actually had more energy to spend with her family. It was amazing to see how simply shifting her focus could make such a big impact. Remember, friends, cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. Life is full of ups and downs, that's just part of the human experience. But by consciously choosing to focus on the good, we can create a more positive and fulfilling life for ourselves. So get out there and start practicing. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Journal those things you're grateful for, take a gratitude walk, shower people with genuine compliments, make it your mission this week. And let me know how it goes in the comments below. I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep it fired up and keep spreading that gratitude magic.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.